This is Phil Farron, and I am driving home. It's Thursday today. I don't think I'm coming in tomorrow unless we have some more excitement. Well, it was a little exciting today, and I didn't listen to Jesus quite as much as I should have. So that's always kind of a little sad. That I'm not listening when I should be. Jesus was nudging me. It's like, you should really. And I was like, okay, I will in a second. The organization that I work with is renewing its ministers right now, which means that all of its ministers are coming back in and saying, yes, we agree with you. Yes, here's our money, all that kind of stuff. I had participated in the building of a website to assist with that last year. That all went well. It was good. So we hadn't really changed much, and so they got ready to deploy, and the programmer who worked with me on that site, you know, is now doing the full support for it. And there's been a few little hiccups this year as we've been getting started, but nothing too bad, and it's fine. It's great, fine. So it's not really in my purview anymore to be, you know, handling errors on this. And he usually takes care of it all. So I am still on the error reports that come in when there's a problem. I think I'm going this way. I'm actually not heading home. Well, I am. But I'm going to make a stop and hopefully finish this podcast before. I actually have to go pick up my parents because they're coming out to my house to have dinner tonight, along with a bunch of other family, to celebrate my birthday. Anyways, which my wife wanted to have a little birthday party for me. So, ta-da, here we go. Anyways. So I'm driving over to them, so the podcast may be short. So anyways, I'm standing there at my desk this morning. At about 11:40 or so, I see an error come in from the website. And, you know, we get them, it's like, oh, well, there was an error. And then another one comes in, 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 and another one comes in. And I'm like, whoa, Steve's having some excitement now. But I'm assigned to another project, so I'm just working away, you know. And Jesus says, maybe you should go over and just look and make sure everything's okay. Not really thinking, because it's 11:40, and Steve may have gone to lunch. And I'm not really thinking. So, you know, 15 minutes goes by, and my inbox is filling up at this point. this doesn't look good, but I keep working because I'm supposed to be working on this stuff, even though Jesus is giving me the little hint in the back, you know, you should probably go talk to Steve about that. So finally, about 12:20, they were still coming in, and I was like, okay, something's not right, because Steve is on it. He's on this stuff, you know, and something's not right. And so I wander over there. He was out to lunch. So I spin around, go and poke my head in another the programmers, and I said, hey, have you seen Steve? And he said, well, he was here. And so I got Steve's cell phone number, so I called him and I said, sorry to be the bearer of bad news, but we are throwing errors all over the place. Oh, great. He said, well, I'm almost back in. Okay. So anyways, he had, got back in and we're looking at it. He starts looking through them and he says, well, it's a web invocation, web service invocation. We get to looking. Sure enough, and they're just keep coming in, you know. And he said, I should probably take down. Yep, we should probably take down. So by this time, our immediate boss is in the loop as well. You know, he's like, okay, we're having a meltdown on the minister renewal site. And then we get to looking at it. And sure enough, it has something to do with the web services that we use to communicate, to gather you know, certain types of information. And then we start getting reports, oh, yeah, and the giving site is down. And then I look up the web store and, oh, yeah, well, we can't process credit cards. And, oh, yeah, the missionary directory is down. And, oh, yeah, I mean, everything starts lighting up at this point. And so, you know, we huddle in the war room and get the network guys on them and say, did you guys anything change? And so we're trying to chase it back and pin it down. And we eventually got it chased back and pinned down. And there was a rule that was entered in the firewall settings. And then it was corrected, but then something happened where it didn't quite take, and technology, you gotta love it. But, you know, our network guy said, okay, well, I'm gonna take credit for this one. It was like, hey, you know, we've all done things that we take credit for. So, you know, good that we got it fixed. But that was probably, I think an hour, maybe an hour and a half detour. But, you know, that's technology. Works until it doesn't. I mean, there's just so many pieces to it that when it works, it's great. But when it doesn't work, it's all hands on deck. So, I don't think I'm coming in tomorrow, but, you know, I may be dialing in if we have one of those all hands on deck things again. But, you know, the cool thing about the people I'm working with is everybody stays calm, you know. We just get in there, we start chasing it down, we get it figured out, and then we look at each other and go, well, I guess we shouldn't do that again. You know, there's no haranguing, there's no, you know, oh, why'd you do that for? You know, that's just, everybody's fine, you know. So, anyways, that was the little excitement today. And we had a little bit of excitement earlier in the week as well, because they are doing some updates to the firewall. And I think it was Tuesday morning. They thought they had everything in, but we couldn't do credit card processing. And so, you know, we had shut down all the sites. So our sites are usually pretty stable, but this week it's been a little wiggy. But that's okay, you know, we're making it through, we're fine. The writing's coming along, just been plowing away. I actually missed my target last night because I'm trying some new yoga stuff. And it's going to be interesting to see how sore I am tomorrow. It's going to be very interesting to see. And I probably won't get much done on my target tonight because, you know, we're going to have family over and I'm not going to be able to exercise. And and then tomorrow morning I've got a breakfast that I don't usually have, although I may try to get to bed a little early and do some exercising tomorrow morning before I go, because I get too many non-exercises in a row and I can start feeling it. Gotta move. Anyways, but I fully expect Wednesday and or Friday and Saturday to be able to get caught up. I'm in an action section now. It's, you know, the big action stuff for the book. And so action stuff writes pretty fast. And I pretty well know where I'm going from here on out on the book. I think. And I think I've even got the epilogue. I think I know where I'm going there. So it's just a matter of writing it out at this point. I think I'm up to somewhere around 77,000 words. And with as much as I have to do to get finished, it's probably going to come in at 115,000, somewhere in there. So, and it's going to be fine. I think it's going to be fine. Won't really know until I do the full read through, but it feels like it's okay. Windfall broadcast. It's fun. Anyways, quick, because I'm going to be done here in 10 minutes. I was reading an article. I thought it was an interesting article. Actually, this was a TED Talk. And the TED Talk was called Why Thinking You're Ugly Is Bad For You. And a lot of what is said in here is absolutely valid. I think the solutions that are proposed in here are nice and lovely. I'm just not sure they're ever really going to happen. So I actually have a different solution. The speaker, her name was Megan Ramsey, I think is how you pronounce her name. M-E-A-G-H-A-N Ramsey. And she was talking about her 1-year-old, her niece, Stella. And she was talking how she toddles around and she's just fascinated by the mirror and she loves her reflection and giggles and squeals and give herself kisses and in the reflection. And my daughter Elizabeth, she would, when she was young, would run around the house without any clothes on. She just thought that was the greatest thing. And she'd run around and she'd look at herself in the mirror and she'd pose. She was just a little toddler. And Grandma sometimes would say, "Come on, Lizzie, let's get some clothes on." And she'd say, "Just let me enjoy my body." And Megan was making the very appropriate observation that we all lose that at some point. And she said 10,000 people every month Google, "Am I ugly?" Even worse, you've got young teenage girls who want to know if they fit in. And so they take a picture of themselves and then they post it to YouTube and they ask people to leave a comment. Am I on the topic of, am I pretty or ugly? Okay, which is a really bad idea. And she was saying, well, Faye so far has received over 13,000 comments. Some of them are so nasty, they don't bear me thinking about it. And the author of the talk attributes all this to the pressure of being online and available at all times, you know, talking, messaging, liking, commenting, posting, sharing. It never ends. She said, never before have we been so connected, so consciously, so instantaneously, so young. As one mom told me, it's like there's a party in their bedroom every night. There's no privacy. Now, she says, this always-on environment is training kids to value themselves based on the number of likes they can get and the types of comments they receive. I think really what's happening there is the flesh is exploiting the environment to cause them to value something that they know is going to, that it knows is going to cause destruction in their life. And of course, online, it's really hard to tell what's real and what's manipulated. You know, what's a highlight in someone's life as opposed to just normal context of every day. And we're all presenting the best part of us. And we're all, you know, we're working really hard to be amusing and to be funny. I mean, we're trying so hard. And there's all kinds of stuff out there, of course, she says, that are trying to shape what women think is a good body image and what they're supposed to be. And the problem is that if these young girls, and if women in general, are just so focused on their physical traits that that's all their physique, then all kinds of other suffers. She said there's been some surveys done, and she said from the statistics she has, 31% of girls, nearly 1 in 3 teenagers, are withdrawing from classroom debate. Said they're failing to engage in classroom debate because they don't want to draw attention to the way that they look. 1 in 5 are not showing up in class at all on days when they don't feel good about it. And when it comes to exams, if you think you look good enough specifically, if you don't think you look good enough specifically, if you don't think you are thin enough, you will score a lower grade point average than your peers who are not concerned with this. And this is true consistently across Finland, the United States, and China, and it is true regardless of how much you weigh. So to be super clear, she said, we are talking about the way you think you look, not actually how you look. Low body confidence is undermining academic achievements. She said there's been other studies as well that teenagers with low body confidence do less physical activities, they eat less fruits and vegetables, they partake in more unhealthy weight eating practices that can lead to eating disorders, they have lower self-esteem, they are more easily influenced by the people around them, they're at a greater risk of depression. And we think it is for all these reasons they take more risks with things like alcohol, drug use, crash dieting, cosmetic surgery, unprotected earlier sex, and self-harm. The pursuit of their perfect body is putting pressure on our healthcare systems and costing governments $1 billion a year. So, and they don't grow out of it, she said. Women who think they're overweight, again, regardless of whether they are or not, have higher rates of absenteeism. 17% of women would not show up to a job interview on a day when they weren't feeling confident about how they look. So she says, so what do we do about this? She said, well, talking on it on its own only gets you so far. She said, if you actually want to make a difference, you have to do something. She says, we have to develop strategies that help our teenagers overcome image-related pressures and build their self-esteem. She says, and the research shows that best programs address six key areas. The first is the influence of family, friends, and relationships. The second is media and celebrity culture. Then how to handle teasing and bullying. Oh, I'm sure my mom is asking for me what, yes. Okay, just a second. Hi, Mom. How are you? Yeah, I'm almost there, Mom. I just got to finish something up, and then we'll go. Yes, yes, yes. Okay, I'll be in just a minute. It's no problem. Okay, all right, bye. With my parents, if I tell them, sometimes if I tell them I'm going to be there at 5:15 and it's 5:12, then they start calling. So, okay. Anyway, so there's all these things that she says, you know, that we as a society need to do this and we need to do that. And she says, you know, we need to make these changes where it's not okay that we judge the contribution of our politicians by the haircuts or the size of their breasts, or to infer the determination of the success of an Olympian is down to her not being a looker. We need to start judging people by what they do and not what they look like. And she's going through all these different things that we could do. I don't know if I'm going to be able to get this finished, and all of these things are good things. But the problem with all of these things is that ultimately, what brings us to this point where we are influenced by these things is not us. You know, the old saying is that pain is inevitable, but suffering is optional. And my dad is walking to the car because he's ready to go. And so I've got to go. And really what it comes down to for me is that you really have to get control of your flesh and decide what your flesh is doing and why it's doing it. And then work outward from there. Because if you don't get that done, nothing else is going to make any difference. And I got to go. This is Phil Farron. See you. Bye.